Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we are looking at the proclamation in the Government Gazette made by President Emmerson Mnangagwa of the nomination and election dates to replace the opposition CCC lawmakers and councillors expelled by one Sengezo Chabangu. But first, President Joe Biden made a direct appeal to the American people to continue funding Ukraine and Israel amid their war efforts in the Oval Office address Thursday evening. A day after returning from Tel Aviv to show support for the Washington key ally, White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaskawara has this report.
Displaced Palestinians sheltering in tents in southern Gaza as Israel continues its airstrikes, including one that turned this mosque in the central Gaza town of Deir al-Balah into rubble. This is the backdrop for President Joe Biden's remarks Thursday evening, fresh off his visit to Tel Aviv, as he asked for more funding for Israel, a key U.S. ally, as well as to support Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy.
Israel has bombarded Gaza, killing 3,000 and displacing more than a million people, mostly Palestinian Arabs, in response to the militant group Hamas incursion on October 7th, which killed 1,400 people in retaliation for Israel's decades-long occupation. In supporting Israel, Biden said America must also keep its commitment to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia's invasion.
History has taught us that when terrorists don't pay a price for their terror, when dictators don't pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos and death and more destruction.
Biden did not say how much he is requesting. The amount will be known Friday when presented to Congress. The House must have a speaker to pass legislation. So far, no Republican has been able to secure the 217 votes needed to claim the speaker's gavel, following the ousting of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy earlier this month. Meanwhile, protesters calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas descended on the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. An October 16 Reuters Ipsos poll shows that 41% says the U.S. should support Israel's position.
American leadership is what holds the world together. American alliances will keep us, America, safe.
That argument will be viewed with skepticism. Massive, in some cases violent, anti-Israel and anti-U.S. demonstrations have erupted in various capitals around the world. Many protesters see Israel as an occupying force that continues to annex Palestinian territory, supported by the U.S., even as the administration denounces Russia's annexation of parts of Ukraine. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The Israeli-Hamas war has animated students on college campuses across the United States as young people voice their opinions. There are questions of safety, free speech, rights, and even future job prospects. VOA's Trina Tri reports from New York.
Here in New York City, tensions over the Israel-Hamas war are playing out on college campuses, calling into question the idea of universities as settings for the free exchange of a diversity of opinions. Protests at Columbia University had pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian students facing off, with some feeling overlooked by what they saw as the administration's pro-Israeli messaging.
Clearly, we're all against violence, but we're just asking for the lives of Palestinian civilians to be acknowledged as well.
As the leader of a diverse community, I think it's fair to expect the leadership of the university to acknowledge the pain of all students.
It's a tense time on many campuses, where free expression and education expert Christine Shabardian says students should feel safe expressing their views.
College campuses can really do a lot to protect the free speech of everyone on campus. That's really their obligation is to fulfill that, to make sure everyone has the right to free expression, the right to protest, the right to have their voices heard, even among a lot of disagreement.
At New York University School of Law, a student officer's statement that Israel bore full responsibility for the loss of life resulted in a prominent law firm rescinding its job offer to that student.
There's always going to be debate in the classroom, and debate in the park, and debate in, you know, quads on college campuses nationwide. This is not the same. This was a systematic attack on the Jewish people.
As college administrators reckon with simultaneous calls for condemnation and recognition, others worry that speaking out will cost too much, including New York University student Trevor, who gave only his first name.
I choose not to voice my opinion too much about it, just because there's so much that people can take the wrong way.
At Harvard University, an open letter signed by more than 30 student groups stating that Israel was responsible for the terrorist attacks resulted in some students being openly targeted and their personal information circulated to the public. The potential chilling effect has reignited calls for administrators to do more.
They can be doing a lot to make sure everyone understands what free speech does and does not entail. This is an opportunity to be providing that education. And actually, higher ed campuses are ideal for this, right? Because they have the resources, they have the understanding, they have the expertise on campus to explain these principles to everyone.
On college campuses here and elsewhere, it's instruction that's urgently needed. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
And we now take you to Harare, where jailed CCC member Job Sikala's case, in which he is being accused of inciting the public to commit public violence, will be heard in court on November 30th. Sikala was arrested in June last year and has been in jail without trial. His lawyer, Harrison Nkomo, speaks to Studio 7 reporter Mulondolozi Ndlovu on what transpired in court today and the state of Sikala's health.
The trial magistrate gave a ruling regarding our application for discharge and the closure of the state. What are we saying when you say we applied for discharge and the closure of the state? When the state has laid all its evidence, and you as the lawyers, you are clear in your mind that there is no prima facie case or a case on the face of it, which a court might rely on to convict, you are entitled to judge of the law to apply for discharge. That's what we exactly did. The magistrate has rendered a ruling to the effect that the application be and is hereby dismissed, and we be put to our defense, meaning that Mrs. Kada must now take to the stand and explain what the state alleges that she did. So the matter has been rolled over to the 30th of October at 11:50 for continuation of trial.
Which case is this?
It is the case for incitement to commit public violence. That's popularly known as the July 31 matter.
How is Mrs. Kala now? Is this, we're told is he was not feeling well?
Yes, we are still working on that with the medical doctors, and the medical team has been assembled on the Monday, the 23rd, is going to undergo a colonoscopy. It was supposed to have done yesterday, but sadly the medical team, properly constituted, had one of them having an emergency in the motor, so he's coming back on Sunday, and Monday we are going to go for the colonoscopy.
That day was lawyer Harrison Nkomo speaking to Studio 7 reporter Mulondolozi Ndlovu in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today we're discussing political developments in Zimbabwe with the Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa announcing the date for by-elections to fill parliamentary seats left vacant following the expulsion of CCC lawmakers from parliament. This comes at a time when Tafazwa Manyika, who claimed to be Secretary General of ZANU-PF, also recalled some parliamentarians. But to date, no action has been taken. And to discuss this issue, we're joined by Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF and Tawanda Jokora of the Triple C. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Welcome, Mouth. Welcome, Zimbabwe.
I'll start off with you, Mr. Mabaza. We saw the president today proclaiming the dates for the nomination and elections, but we see that there's also a case pending where the CCC has taken the matter to court. What's your view?
I think it's the right thing, because at the moment, the CCC has been withdrawn, has been recalled from parliament, and the president cannot just wait. Parliament business has to go on, so it was the right thing to do to put a proclamation so that we can have by-elections and fill in those unrepresented constituencies. We are doing it in the best interest of the Zimbabwean people and in the best interest of those constituencies. And therefore, there was no reason for the president to wait, because Triple C, they must put their house in order, they must sort out, they must have their structures clearly spelled out so that they should know who is their SD and who is not. So as it is now, they don't have anything to turn to except accepting the proclamation and start preparing for the election. If they take their measure to court, until the court gives a decision, which will not be coming sooner, probably by the end of December, by then, elections will be done, and it does not make sense for them to start making noise now. They must prepare to fill in those constituencies, because they have failed, they have put themselves in that position, they have made themselves a bed of thorns. They must learn to sleep in it.
But at the same time, there is one Tafazwa Manyika who claimed to be the Secretary General of your party, ZANU-PF, who's also recalled some parliamentarians. Whatever became of that case?
To start with, that was a fake letter. That Manyika was a fake person. ZANU-PF have got very clear structures and a very clear constitution, which is online for everybody to understand. Our Secretary General is Comrade Obed Mpof. And Obed Mpof has not been fired by anybody, and therefore we have a substantive Secretary General. We do not have a general who is preliminary. So, in other words, for him to become a preliminary or to become a Secretary General in an interim one, that is wrong. You can't be an interim when there's a substantive. So the substantive one is there, and it's Comrade Obed Mpof. And we will definitely look into this matter, find out who is this Manyika who had sent him. We know already that he has been sent by Triple C just to cause confusion, just to try and draw lines and say, look, there is a different law for ZANU-PF and a different law for Triple C. The Speaker of Parliament, when he received a letter from Triple C, he had to look at the Triple C constitution. They had to look at their structures, and there was none. So he had no choice but to accept what came to him. When he got a ZANU-PF letter, he looked at the structures, he looked at the constitution, he realized clearly that this was a fake letter. And even Hovel Shingon, who hates ZANU-PF, could tell that was a fake letter drafted by probably Jokora in America there and sent to Manyika, who is hiding in Leicester here, and then pretend to be an interim SG. We don't have an interim SG. We've got a substantive one.
Thank you there, Mr. Mabaza. I'll come over to you, Mr. Tawanda Jokora. We hear Mr. Mabaza there accusing your party. But before we go to that part, can you comment on the issue of the proclamation that was made by the president today?
The proclamation is a sign of madness. It's child's play. It's a circus, as we have already said. But on a serious note, it shows that we have constitutional crisis in Zimbabwe, where you are seeing 15 members of parliament that were illegally recalled by an imposter calling himself Shabangu. And then we also have someone by the name Tafadzwa Manyika calling himself the acting Secretary General of ZANU-PF, recalling 70 people from ZANU-PF. And we saw the bias, the selective application of law by the Speaker of the House, wherein he recalled the members of Parliament from CCC, and he has completely refused to recall members of Parliament that have been recalled from ZANU-PF. Dr. Mavaza is lying, and you can see that he is conflicting himself. He is saying it was a fake letter, and then he goes on to say that the Speaker actually held the letter, read the letter, and discovered that it was fake. In another report, we are also hearing that the Speaker is said to have not seen the letter at all. So you can see here that this is a party that is hiding behind a finger and you know, coming up with lots of lies. The fact of the matter is what happened with CCC is the same thing that happened with ZANU-PF. You can hear what Dr. Mavaza is saying is what I was saying earlier on, that this person is fake. ZANU-PF is saying this person is fake. And to add to that, the Speaker himself, he was there and is there verbatim. He said he doesn't look at anything. He just looks at the letter. It's not his job. It's not his duty to analyze or to question who is responsible for writing letters of recall or letters of communication to Parliament. He just does his job of acting on the letter. And then it is the duty of the court to now dissect and look into things like the Constitution that Dr. Mavaza is alluding to. That's the duty of the court, according to the Speaker. So we expect the Speaker to just recall those 70 members of Parliament. And then, of course, at the end of the day, we want order in our Parliament. We want order in our country. The president of the country, or the so-called president of the country, has failed to put order in our Parliament. And we, the people of Zimbabwe, have to make sure that we put order in that Parliament. People are recalling themselves, and now we are seeing the president just declaring an election before even the court cases of CCC have been heard. Does he already know the outcome of the court case? Is he going to give them an instruction? Is it going to be another command judgment again? I think Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF are exposing themselves. Even Cyril Ramaphosa, the president of South Africa, said he has never seen anything like that, that there was an election last month, and already we have over 100 members of parliament that have been recalled. It's a circus. We have a constitutional crisis in Zimbabwe. We have a legitimate crisis in Zimbabwe coming from a president who was elected illegitimately in a fraudulent election. We have a governance crisis in Zimbabwe, and we need to step in as the citizens of Zimbabwe and put order in our country.
Saka ipapo vajokora baturenyu parizvino tinoona kuti makati makakwidza nyaya yavachabangu kumatare zvamira sei parizvino zvinorevei nezvatazoona zvichitika nasizvo.
Zvinoreva kupenga kwehurumende inonzirimo munyika nekuti court case yedu iriko muswa 2 vamunangagwa vakutotaura kuti muswa 7 vanga vasingatombofanira kuproclaima kutotaura nezvemaelections nyaya iyi isati yapera. Inofanira kuti ipere. Kana paitwa judgment musi iwoyo, kana tichifara nayo tofara, kana tisingafare toita appeal. We have room for that. Zvirimo mumutemo wedu. Saka vamunangagwa vari kumhanya kunoti ngatiendei kusarudzo nyaya iyi isati yapera. Vari kuzviwana kupi? Vari kuziva here zviri kubuda mucourt ichaitwa musi wa 2?
Vamavaza pindai tinzwe muri kunzwa vadzokora vari kuti aiwa zvaitwa navamunangagwa mutungamiri wenyika havasi kufara nazvo sebato reCCC nekuti ivo nyaya yavo ichiri kumatare.
nyika ingaregedze kuendera mberi nekushanda nekuti kune vasina kurongeka mubato ravo rezvevatongi venyika. Chepiri, ndoda kuti munzwisise kuti dai CCC yanga yakangwara sezvainoti yakangwara, ibato rizere magweta, vaisa application yavo kudare, vobva vataura kuti tinokumbira dare muite an interim order, mumbomisa the proclamation, mugomisa ma-by-election kusvika nyaya yedu yapera, voita urgent application. Havana kudaro vasiya pakavhurika. Saka mutungamiriri wehurumende anayo mvumo yekuenderera mberi nebasa. Asi ngadai CCC paapplication yavo yekukota vakakumbira kuti pasaitwe chinoitwa pamusoro pevadzingwa ava kusvikira nyaya yapera, mutungamiriri wenyika oenderera mberi. Ndopataizoti aiwa vashora dare, asi hakuna kumbotaurwa kunzi mbomirai. Kwarira kuona kuti zvakanaka here zvaiitwa izvi, zvichiongororwa nyika inoramba ichifamba ichitongwa. Saka imhosva dzavo kana vasingazive mutemo hatingavadzidzisire pano mutemo iwoyo. Chamisano zviita gweta kuna Biti na Wilson Nibe vakawanda magweta kakagweta. Saka vazere magweta ikokoko. Saka handitomboona dambudziko ndandoda kuti zvifadza maheri. Handitomboona dambudziko rekuti vangatadza kufunga here kuti vanofanira kuisa a clause in their application yekuti there should be nothing done until the case is over. Havana kuzviita. Kana mwana ari kuchikoro ndoti vanotanga kufundiswa kuti kana vaita application pane chamuri kurwira, kumbira kuti motokari yangu isatengeswe kusvika nyaya yapera. Kana usina kukumbira zvinonzi uri kuzviziva kuti hauna nyaya, saka kana ikatengeswa hauna basa nazvo. So handisi kunzwisisa kuti tiri kuchemwa nadzoko rapa ndikei, and handisi tomboona kuti pavari kuti the government is illegitimate vazviwana kupi. The government yedu yakasarudzwa nevanhu iri kuenderera mberi kutonga. Zvaiitwa navamunangagwa ndo zvakatarisirwa nevana veZimbabwe kuti zviitwe nyika igoenderera mberi. Mutungamiriri anofunga haangomirira dare kana dare risina kumumisa, anoenderera mberi nekuti ari kuda kuita basa raakasarudzirwa. Saka basa haringambomiswa nekuda kwezvimbwasungata zvinyanya zvinoda kuita musimu. Chabangu akatoita basa rake, akatumwa. Tinotiziva tese kuti Mabiti vakatonzwika vachitaura muzvivhitivhiti vachiti aiwa achamisa apera, achatopera ega munhu uyu. Takasika kutumira tsamba iyi, varotozadi tsamba yavo. Ende kana makatazotaura Mabiti, deputy president weCCC, vakati kuti makasika kutumira tsamba dai mambomira uyu munhu aitopera ega. Zvoreva kuti ihondo dzavo dziri muCCC havangade kudziisa kutipa hondo dzavo. Isusu hatinawo, hatidi kurwa hondo dzeCCC, toda kurwisa hondo dzakanangana nenyika, nyika yedu ienderere mberi. Saka isati vamunangagwa vaita zvakanaka, Mwari ngavatungamirire vachiite ma-by-elections. Kana vachinge vahwina futi avahwina havo vakarikorewa futi hapana zvatingaite. Asi isu seZANU-PF ticharamba tichitonga tichiita zvatakasarudzirwa nevana veZimbabwe kuti tigotonga nekugadzira nyika yedu kuti igowanikwa iri nyika yakanaka zvakare. Paramende ichienderera mberi isingamiswe nenhunzvatunzva nhara dadanhundira mutsime.
Thank you there, Mr. Mabaza. We are currently waiting for Senator Palikani Pugeni, who is actually the spokesperson for Mr. Sengwesu Chabangu. We are trying to get him on the line, so as soon as we get him, we will be able to bring him on board. But before that, let's go to Mr. Jokora. You're hearing what Mr. Mabaza of ZANU-PF is saying. He's blaming, he's saying there are no structures in your party that might have led to what we are seeing happening. What's your view?
Hakuna pavakatsvaga Monzora vakamuunza tanga tine mastructures. Vakauya vakapaza musangano wedu vachishandisa vanhu vavo ma-CIO. Ndozvimwe chete zviri kungoitika ipapa. So he is not saying anything. I'm not even listening to the nonsense that he is saying. All I can say right now is Ms. Mnangagwa is a gift that keeps on giving, because every mistake that he is making, and he has made many of them, every blunder he has been making ever since he came into power and has been making many of them, all those are just making the people of Zimbabwe more angry, more angry. And I'm telling you, we are now at a boiling point.
You know, they are pushing the people of Zimbabwe to the war. And you know what happens when you push a cat to the war? It cowers down. But the people of Zimbabwe are not cats. We are leopards. And you know what a leopard does. And we are about to do that. We cannot get justice in the courts. If we can't get justice in our courts, if we can't get justice in our parliament, if we can't get justice anywhere else in Zimbabwe, we are going to find somewhere where we are going to get justice. If we have to get justice in the streets, if we have to get justice in a boxing arena where we have to fight, it's going to be, because we can't take it anymore. Mr. Mavaza and Mnangagwa and all the ZANU-PF people are doing what they are doing, thinking that they are fixing CCC, thinking that they are fixing President Kamisa. They are not fixing anyone except the people that they purport to lead. It is the people of Zimbabwe that will continue to suffer. Nothing is going to move ahead in our country, in Zimbabwe. I'm telling you, the poverty that we have right now, the suffering that we have right now in Zimbabwe is going to continue with Mr. Mnangagwa, who has proved that he is a complete failure, an abject failure. Look at our hospitals. Look at the state of our roads. Mr. Mnangagwa is investing more in destroying CCC in President Kamisa than he is in the livelihoods of the people of Zimbabwe. Where have you seen a president like that? I think
Thank
this
you.
Is the time where Zimbabweans have to say, this is the line, we can't go over this line, enough is enough.
Thank you. I'll come to you, Mr. Mavaza, to give us your last word. You're hearing there Mr. Jokora of CCC saying you, your party and the government are concentrating more on destroying his party than rebuilding Zimbabwe. Your take.
There is no way you can destroy a destroyed party already. They destroyed themselves and they cannot blame us. They cannot apportion the blame on us. And again, this rhetoric about them trying to do some demonstrations, they never work, because the ZANU-PF is the majority. So they've got a right if they want to demonstrate. We don't stop them. But nobody goes to the street, because Zimbabwe is for Zimbabweans. Now every Zimbabwean, wherever he is, they are fighting for their lives. They are fighting for the betterment of the country, for the economic development, and not for this rubbish of CCC recalling themselves and trying to blame the other people. And again, as you can see, Pugeni, the spokesperson of Chabangu, is again a member. He was the spokesperson of the CCC member, who is Madam Kupe, may she get well soon. And Kupe, who is representing CCC in parliament, Pugeni was his spokesperson, and is again the spokesperson for Chabangu. And Chabangu is being handled by Welshman Ncube and Biti, and Jokora knows that. So why are they? Biti has never been ZANU-PF.
Thank you, Mr. Mavaza. Mr. Jokora, your last word. Mr. Tawanda Jokora, if you're still on the line, your last word. I think we've lost Mr. Jokora, but I'll just read. I'll read a few comments from our Shona page. We have Richard Moyo, Vanuti Vanutaura, Vakawanda Studio 7, Munoti, Anzi Munote Zreiko, Baba Abukana. You know, we don't want to be castigating anyone on the show, but thank you for those that are live streaming with us. So we had on the show Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. We also had Tawanda Jokora of the CCC, who were weighing in on what we saw happening today, the proclamation of days for the nomination and then elections of lawmakers that were recalled from CCC. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good weekend.